Community radio for Northeast Dublin. 90.3. Near FM.
And on the line now I have Pat Brecken, who is Director of Corporate Services with the National Standards Authority of Ireland, or the NSAI for short. And we're going to be talking about safety at Christmas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Thanks very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about safety at Christmas and the tips about how to stay safe at Christmas, etc. But will you tell the listeners a bit about the NSAI, first of all?
Yes, John. The National Standards Authority of Ireland, we're the body that establishes standards where they are required, and we work with relevant parties both at national and international level to create appropriate standards that go across the EU and Ireland. And we also work at helping Irish businesses improve their performance and protect consumers through the setting of standards, and we issue certificates for quality and safety of goods and services. At the moment, we have about 3,000 Irish companies certified worldwide, and we have 10,000 certificates being issued to Irish companies based in Ireland and abroad.
Okay, now, last Tuesday, you brought out tips for Christmas, and also you mentioned this safety mark. Is it a CE mark?
Yes, and in fact, it's what it is. The CE mark is a manufacturer's declaration that the product complies with the health, safety, and environmental requirements of that product. And what we're trying to do is bring awareness of the CE mark to the public at this time of Christmas, when there's a lot of purchases going on. And I suppose from Christmas fairy lights to tablets or mobile phones, we're seeing electrical products and gadgets making up the majority of the Christmas shopping list this year. So it's vital to ensure that what people are buying is safe and complies with the standard. So the CE mark by law is required on all toys and electrical products for sale in Ireland and the EU. And as I said, it is the manufacturer's declaration that the product complies with these standards. So when people are buying a product, this mark should be visible on the product itself, or it should be on the packaging. And if it doesn't have the CE mark, what we are saying to people is don't buy it.
Now, would you advise people to shop in well-known shops rather than street vendors?
It's not necessarily that I would do that. What I would say is that what people need to do is they need to purchase from reputable outlets. And that applies to both shops, traders, and online shops as well. We're seeing an increase in people buying online, in fact. And what we are saying is there, people are taking a risk that they're buying something online without having the chance to hold, touch, and feel the product. But if they use a reputable source, the distributors, and in this case even traders are distributors, they are obliged to ensure that the product complies with the CE marking rules. Now, the problem with, if you want to call it pop-up traders, is that if you've unfortunately been duped into buying a product that is counterfeit, they're gone the next day. You've got no recourse to it. Now, that's one element of it, but the more serious element for us is that if you buy a product that has been counterfeit or is using a counterfeit CE mark, it doesn't comply then with the safety requirements. And while you might think that you're getting a bargain, the chances are if the bargain is too good, well, then there's a reason for that. And we are asking people to take that little bit of extra caution at this time of year when they're buying products from whatever source. And we would refer them to our website, where they would be able to look at an image of what the CE mark looks like. And that is one element which helps them to ensure they're getting the right product.
And this, the CE mark, I have the press release here. The CE mark, would that be available on your website or...?
It is. It is. If you go to nsai.ie and if you click onto our area for Christmas tips, there is actually an image of the CE mark. We also have a quite good video which goes through the whole purpose of the CE marking, and the CE mark is visible through the whole video, so it gets people's familiarity with it.
Now, even with the CE mark, there's not going to be a 100% guarantee that it's going to be safe, but there will be a comeback.
Yes, and that is the point. And as I said, unfortunately, there are a couple of things that people need to be careful of. As I said, the CE mark is a good system, but it's not infallible. And unfortunately, due to counterfeiting, you do have unscrupulous traders out there who are selling toys and electrical products that don't meet the requirements. The other element of it as well is even when you buy a product that is CE marking, you must treat it according to the manufacturer's instructions. Because if you take things like transformers for electrical gadgets, you shouldn't leave them plugged in all the time because they can overheat and they can cause a fire. So what we're saying to parents and people this time of the year is, one, look for the CE mark, but also then use the product per the manufacturer's instructions on it.
Right, now, we briefly touched there on the black market activity, and I'm just reading here that the Revenue Commission has confirmed the seizure of counterfeit goods. So these are going to be, these could be very dangerous.
Yes, unfortunately, the black market now is costing the Irish economy about $1.4 billion a year. And in fact, one third of the black market activity occurs over the peak Christmas shopping period. And we do have market regulatory and oversight bodies out there, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, the Revenue Commissioners, the Customs and Excise. They're all out there trying to stop these products getting onto the market. But you can appreciate, with a market that size, it's difficult to police everything. So they will; these products will make it onto the market. They will make it onto the stalls and that. And this year alone, there have been 11 children's toys and 10 electrical products have been recalled from the Irish market over safety concerns.
Yes, and as we said, that they can be dangerous. And I'm reading some stats here that's also in this press release, and it's quite frightening, the amount of fires between the years 2005 and 2014.
Yes, those stats are national statistics that are available to the public, and it does show that, you know, over that period of 9 years, 326 fatal fires in Ireland, claiming 366 people's lives. And in that, I think the important point for us as well is that in 158 instances, the fire was known that electrical appliances were suspected in those fires. So it is very concerning that electric equipment, which has become part of our everyday lives, you and I know that you go in and children's bedroom or anyone's bedroom and you see the mobile phone left charging on the bed where it can overheat. People using laptops and leaving them on soft furnishings where there are vents to keep them clear. So it is that part of vigilance, but I think we have become so accustomed to the products in our daily lives that we mightn't treat them at times with the respect that they deserve. The other big contributory element to fires around the Christmas time, unfortunately, is Christmas lights and Christmas trees. And we're also saying to people on here is that you don't buy Christmas lights every year, so looking for the CE mark when you're buying them new is important. We're saying when you take them down out of the attic, we're asking people to check for the CE mark, but we're also saying just check that they're not frayed or worn, because potentially putting damaged lights on a Christmas tree is a recipe for disaster, because you can have then that causing a fire. So it's while you have items in your house that you've had for years, we're also advising people to check those and ensure that they still are fit for the purpose that they're intended. And again, this year, as with every year, we'll all be sitting by the fire and we'll have candles lighting. We're saying to people, check your smoke alarm or check your carbon monoxide alarms to ensure that they're working. And particularly in your carbon monoxide alarm, ensuring that it hasn't exceeded its end of life period and it has the CE mark and it's up to the standard.
Now, you mentioned Christmas tree lights, and we all know people put up their Christmas trees. There are a lot of them going up at the moment, and there will be more than one set of Christmas lights on a Christmas tree, and people are inclined to use their extension flexes and stuff like that. Would you suggest that people actually unplug the lights, or is it safe enough just to turn things off?
I think the advice would be always to unplug things. And I know it's just that little bit of extra effort. Yeah. But I think there is always a trickle or potential of trickle of electricity. And as well, as you've mentioned, people are using junction boxes or extension leads to plug in three, four or five devices into a single socket. We would say don't overload the sockets. But the advice is, at night, ensure that items are not only turned off, but they're plugged out as well.
Okay, I think that's very sensible advice. Now, there's a safety tips. The name of this press is put safety top of your Christmas list, which is very, very important. Now, there are 10 safety tips. We've already spoke about the CE mark, which is very, very important, that people should look at this on all electrical items. Do you want to go through some of the tips?
Yes, if that's okay. We've mentioned, as you said, the CE mark, and then checking the product. You know, when people are buying toys and things like that, what we're saying is also check the product itself. Make sure that it's not dangerous, detachable parts from it. So to ensure that it's fit for purpose. In this area of checking for the product, we'd also say ensure that what you're buying is age appropriate. And the main purpose for that is, again, CE marking gives you a level of assurance. But a CE marking on safety for a child's toy of 14 years of age, that's not applicable to a child of 2 years of age. So again, when checking the product, ensure that it's age appropriate. We've mentioned candles and that, and we would say to people is keep away from fires. The fireplace, the candles are all sources where people need to be careful, and particularly, and we mentioned this in our Halloween discussion, particularly around costumes that children might be provided at this time of the year, you need to take care on the flammability of those and they don't just brush against potential sources of fire. The other areas that we look at is we say for getting the right gear, children will be provided with a lot of outdoor activities over the Christmas, roller skates, skateboards, bikes, and the protective equipment under that falls under the CE mark again as personal protective equipment, such as helmets and knee pads. And we would say to people, never buy protective equipment without the CE mark, because that is your assurance that in the case of an accident, it will provide the protection you're expecting from it. Also, and it's a smaller item, again, not very much related to the standards, but it is recycle and be safe. We're always saying, dispose of wrapping paper and plastic bags quickly. You don't want them left around where they can be hazards to young children. And in respect of batteries, they do have to be disposed of in a certain way so they aren't damaging to the environment. And we all know the bring centres will be closed for the Christmas period, but put things away in a safe or secure location and then bring them to the bring centre for recycling immediately after the Christmas period.
An awful lot of supermarkets now and shopping centres have these little blue boxes where you can dispose of your smaller batteries.
That's correct. And what's happening is through all of this recycling, people are trying to make it easier for us to engage in that exercise. So yes, there are many locations where this can be done. So don't take the easy option and just throwing it into the bin, because even there it can cause a hazard if it's leaking.
Right, now we'll just mention again, between the years 2005 and 2014, 366 people lost their lives due to fires, and most of these were unfortunately caused by appliances. So we'll sort of put that out there and warn people and tell them how important all these tips are. Now, these tips are available on your website.
Yes, we would ask people to go to our website, nsai.ie. On that, they'll have access to the image of the CE mark and some details about CE marking. They'll also get our 10 tips for the Christmas, a happy and safe Christmas, and other information in respect of standards that they may not be aware of. Standards affect our everyday lives. So it is bringing that awareness to people of standards that are available for them when they're making purchases.
Did we mention the roller skates, skateboards and bicycles and stuff like that, and also the protective gear?
We did, just in respect of the protective gear. But again, as I said, when you look at it for the protective gear is one element of it. The other element of it is that normal vigilance that parents operate with children every day of their lives. So you're ensuring that you're not putting somebody out on the road who's not in full control of the toy that they've got. So it is that thing of keeping them safe and using safe environments as parks and things like that when they want to get out and try out their Christmas toys.
And I see here, never buy protective equipment without the CE mark. So the CE mark isn't just necessarily for electrical items.
Oh no, the CE mark, and there is a range of products from medical devices all the way down to electrical goods and toys where the CE mark applies. The CE mark in itself is the manufacturer's declaration that they have complied with the requirements of health, safety and environmental. So it is important because underpinning the CE mark, the CE mark itself, underpinning that is the fact that there are standards in existence that must be used in these products. So if we were to go back to the children's toys, we look at areas for children's toys such as choking hazards and even in respect of flammability of toys. The CE mark calls on the existing standards that the manufacturer must use so then they can declare or self-declare using the CE mark that the product meets those requirements.
And once again, all the information is available on nsai.ie. Are you on Twitter and Facebook and all that as well, Pat?
We are, and you'll get all of those details actually on our website, and we would love people to follow us on Twitter. We are actually issuing tweets around this whole Christmas campaign to get people's information out there. You can follow us, John, to follow us at NSAI_standards. So if people like to follow us on Twitter, that address will be on our website. But just once again, at NSAI_standards.
That's great. Well, listen, thank you very much, first of all, for the press release and for taking the phone call. And it's very, very important to stay safe for Christmas. So thank you very much, Pat.
Thank you very much, John, and a happy Christmas.
And a happy Christmas to you too.
Your alternative across North East Dublin, 90.3. This is Near FM.